My name is Kelly Minter.
And I'm Regina Pinto.
And together, we wrote a cookbook called A Place at the Table. It's all about cooking and community.
And after many years of cooking and serving, we wanted to write a book together.
We're so excited to bring all that we've learned to you about cooking and community in this podcast. Hey, everybody, we are back, and today we are going to be talking about a hot topic, I feel like, in the cooking world anyway. And basically, we're going to be talking about help for the hurried cook. So how to cook and how to get ready to cook in a society that is crazy busy and where people are running every which way, and we barely have time to get through the drive-through of like a Chick-fil-A. How in the world are we going to actually start putting meals on the table? And if you missed last week's episode, love for you to tune in there, because we talk about philosophically and even biblically why it is so important for us to be cooking and eating together. And so we want to arm you with some tips and tricks about how to pull off meals on a regular basis for your family and for your friends. So, Regina, what are some tips and tricks about being able to pull some things together quickly? Or maybe, for instance, like what should be some core items that everybody should have in their pantry in case they're in a situation where they've got to pull a meal together in 45 minutes?
Yeah, It depends on everybody. You know, everybody has a taste.
Sure.
And it's very difficult to say this you have to have in your pantry. But what I have in my pantry always is spices.
Okay.
The ones that I like, you know. And you have to have flour and baking powder and butter or any kind of oil. And because you can make bread any time of the week.
Right.
If you want it, some yeast and
so
baking
olive
powder,
oil,
yeah, yep. Those things that are basic to the cook.
What about things like more for meals, like black beans?
Black beans, and you have today in age, you have black beans in a can that is amazing. But I usually make black beans, like I said before to you, that we in my family used to do. Monday morning is a black bean day, and then we put the black bean to cook, and then we have black beans during the week with rice, and then in the end of the week, you just pulverize that black beans to and make it a soup and put some pasta in it and make a beautiful soup. And you can dollop with a sour cream and a little chives on top or cilantro. And that's a beautiful soup. Mm-hmm. Soup goes a long way.
Absolutely, it does. But, and we've got that. We've got the black bean recipe in the cookbook.
In the cookbook,
and I think that
yeah.
is so fun because the beans go such a long way. They're inexpensive.
Yeah.
They're hearty. They feed a lot of people, mm-hmm. and you can really stretch that. I know for me, I mean, I try to always have like rice. I really like quinoa. So
yes,
any kind of
grains. Any kind of grains,
yeah.
Bulgur wheat.
Farro, yes.
Farro, I love farro. And
I love
a salad
too.
With farro and vegetables.
Yes.
Fresh vegetables is just
it
amazing.
Is so good. So any of your favorite grains, I would say always have those on hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On hand. And then, like you said, obviously, you know, flour, sugar, those basic things. But I always have a lot of olive oil. I always have garlic and
yes.
onions.
Oh, yeah.
Always
That's
have onions. Never want to be without an onion or garlic because I feel like mm-hmm. I use that all the time. During the summer, in particular, growing tomatoes, I always have a lot of tomatoes around. I also like to keep cheeses mm-hmm. because sometimes if somebody stops by, or even unexpectedly, if I have some good crackers and some good cheeses, I can really
yes.
quickly
mm-hmm.
throw together,
yeah.
even if it's just some brie cheese and some crackers and then some like raspberry jam over that
yeah.
over the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
That's three ingredients. But now all of a sudden you have something to offer your gift,
yeah.
Your
mm-hmm.
guests. Mm-hmm. So I always try to have good coffee on hand too, good tea. Cream, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And then as far as meats, talk to us about meats. Do you like to pull meat out of the freezer? Like, do you
nope.
try to keep? No, you don't. Okay.
So. I'm the old fashioned way.
Okay.
I love fresh meat. And today in Egypt, you can get in a lot of farms sell their own meat.
Yes.
And process their own meat. So we can have in the farmer's market or in the butcher shop. And
right.
Great butcher shops lately. They are going back.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
Okay. But let's just say though, let's just say you don't have the time to go get fresh meat. So just try to, we're going to put our practical hat
yeah.
on. Is it okay
mm-hmm.
if
it is
know,
okay.
So they've
yes.
got some frozen
yes.
chicken breasts in the
oh, yes.
freezer that they can pull out?
Yes, it's always okay to do. But for me to do foods in the last minute, like this, to do a plate in the last minute, you have to prep. And I am a big
believer
that cooking you have to prep before, like, and I taught my kids to do so. And now my daughter, Anna, she and Chisa also, both daughters, they do the prep on Saturdays.
Okay.
And early in the morning, they prep all their food. And they prep for the whole week.
Okay, talk to me about that. What does that look like? Like, give us an example.
Well, we go shopping on, usually Friday is shopping day. That okay. I go with them sometimes. And we buy all the vegetables for the week. We plan
okay.
some meals for the week.
Okay.
And then we buy the vegetables, the meat, everything that we need for that week. And then we come home and we chop everything, we cook everything, and we make little Tupperwares of it because she wants to send with her husband for lunch.
Wow.
She always make homemade food for him. So we grill chicken or grill the beef or saute some or make some kind of a stew or something. And then she prepares the little Tupperware with the meat and the beans and the vegetables. But it's just prepping time.
So it's really just about getting prepared. And the thing is that I know what everybody's thinking right now. They're like, I don't have time for that. I don't have time. But here's the reality. We all have the same amount of time in the day as any human that's ever been alive. We all mm-hmm. have 24 hours. And it's really about what are we going
to
do. We have to choose. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if you're going to make time for that, you might have to say no to something else. But this is just basic planning. Whether you're running a business, I have to do this. I have to start at the top of the week and decide the things that I'm going to get mm-hmm. accomplished that week, the things that are most important. Anytime I say yes to something, I'm saying no to something else. I have to mm-hmm. think that through. So these are basic planning principles that would apply anywhere in our lives. Why would we not apply this to something that is so foundational?
Yes, and mostly everybody works this day. Everybody is working.
Yes.
Mothers and fathers are working and the kids are going to school. And you have to think ahead if you want to eat healthy foods.
Yes.
You have to think ahead.
You do.
Otherwise, last minute, you're going to go to a fast food and eat something that is not desirable for you. So the best thing to do is cook on Saturdays and then you have all the food for the whole week.
Yes.
And you come home and you just warm it up.
Right. Let me say one of the things that I love. I need to get even a little bit more organized, like what you're talking about, like really several meals. But I'll tell you one thing that I do a lot of times on Sundays is I will put on a huge soup.
Yeah.
And we laugh about this in the cookbook because I was cooking soup so much that my own family members were boycotting coming over to my house because I was cooking soup all the time. But we have we have a black bean soup in the recipe in our cookbook. We've got tomato basil soup. We have a turkey soup. We've got a chicken soup. We have a chicken verde soup, which is incredible. So all different kinds. But what I love is to cook on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then I can put them in little containers and I've got lunch throughout the week. I mean, my friends laugh at me, but I go to the office and I put that
pop
soup
in
a little pop and then maybe a piece of bread. And I am, not only do I have a great meal, but soup is one of the most nourishing things, especially if you make your own bone broth, which we talk about in the cookbook.
That we have in the book. That's what I was going to say. We have all the steps to do a broth.
Yes, and that's so easy to store. You can freeze that.
It is easy to freeze everything.
Yes.
And that's the basic for every soup.
Uh-huh.
So you just take it out of the freezer and you can have an array of different soups that you can make with that broth. I usually make the broth, the beef broth and the chicken stock
mm-hmm.
And leave in the freezer in containers. And then you just take it out the day before when you're going to work. Just put it in the refrigerator, let it thaw, and then at night you can make a soup.
Uh-huh.
You can put potatoes and kale or sausage and kale. Or you can make a lot of different soups.
Yes. And bread is great, too.
Oh, bread is so... Your brother is the best bread maker ever.
Yes, I'm going to try to weasel him into this podcast, one of these episodes. But it has been such a sweet thing with his children. And of course, his wife, Megan. But he cooks bread on Saturdays. And a lot of times, he'll do pizza doughs or he'll do all different types of loaves of bread. And the children, they love... My nieces and nephew... It is part of their weekend. They will, when they are in their 30s and in their 40s and in their 50s, I know for a fact that they will be talking about, oh, I remember when my dad mm-hmm. would pull out those pizza doughs and he would put that on a wood fire oven. And it's become a tradition for our family.
Mm-hmm.
I get with my friends and my brother and his wife and the kids, and we do pizzas every 6 weeks or so, and we grill them. And it's so it is just such a fun thing. And even pizza is something that doesn't take a lot of time once you've got the dough. Mm-hmm. And even if you've got to go buy the dough, it's not hard to make. And your kids are going to remember being able to have that process with them. What about reinventing leftovers, Regina?
Oh, we do all the time.
Yeah, because we can get accustomed to not wanting to do that, but it's so great.
You know, and today in Egypt, one of the things that they talk about today is bowls. Everybody is into bowls of food, and that's the way you do it. You put the leftover rice and some vegetables in one side and some chopped beef that you have from 2 days ago that you grill, and you make a bowl. And this is amazing. The taste is so good.
And you're saying,
you mix
a bowl? A bowl.
Bowl.
A B-O-W-L.
Yeah.
Oh,
Everybody eats bowls now of Chinese or something. Sorry.
Yes,
it's my
bowls,
accent.
I like.
It's my accent.
Oh, it's like a bow. A bow.
Not a bowl. Like
we're into a... Okay. Gotcha. We're doing bowls. Yes, you're right.
That's
everybody's
what I do all the
bowls.
Time at home. It's so good to mix all those things together that are left over. We have some... Sometimes it's one piece of beef that we have grilled from the night before, and you just chop it up and make a salad with that.
Absolutely.
Just put in a salad.
Yes.
We do it... One of the most simple salads, and I love the most, is just lettuce, apples, walnut, olive oil, salt and pepper, and some tomatoes around. And you eat, and it's like heaven.
Yes.
Because it's fresh, and there is nothing to it. Sometimes you have a fruit that you don't know, oh, I have one pear. Just put in a salad.
Right.
Make a salad with pear and vinaigrette.
And
it's
some
wonderful.
Leftovers taste better the next day. I mean, we've got your bolognese recipe in here.
Oh, that's so good.
You make that. It's incredible. And then the next day,
with
it's phenomenal.
Piece of bread.
You take it to lunch. I was also thinking about even just some of the quick and easy meals with pasta.
Yeah.
And I know pasta is getting such a bad rap. You know,
we have
it's
in our
gluten
book.
And whatever. But okay, we love it. We love pasta. Mm-hmm. We're going to eat pasta unless, of course, you are gluten intolerant. But we have so many pasta dishes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And with just a few ingredients. I mean, one of my favorite pasta dishes is our sun-dried tomato pasta recipe that we have in the cookbook. And it's bow tie pasta. And I always remember when I go to the store, it's a total of 7 ingredients. That's all I have to remember. I don't even need my list. So it's bow tie pasta. It's chicken, pine nuts, garlic, black olives, sun-dried tomatoes, and feta cheese. And I'm not even looking at notes. See?
Yes. Yeah.
7 ingredients. And then that dish, I will eat the next day. I will eat it the next day.
It's even better.
I will keep going. It's even better. And then I love our summer cherry tomato and basil pasta. And in the summertime, again, it's the same thing. And you don't even have to cook anything. It's chopped fresh garlic. You don't saute or cook. Chopped tomatoes. Some chopped black olives, some feta, and then you some basil, and you just toss it up with a linguine. I mean, it takes truly like 15 minutes. People love it. I served it at a birthday party the other night, a birthday dinner, and it doesn't take any time at all. And if it's seasonal, it's amazing. And so there's just so many different ways. And I think sometimes we get all freaked out about if we're going to cook, it has to be this really
fancy beautiful, well-decorated.
No, but vegetables in its season and good meats and a grain, that's really all that you need. And so speaking of vegetables, Regina, sometimes I will say I get a little, it gets a little laborious to me when I think I want to put a soup together and I've got to chop up all the carrots and all the onions and the celery and all of that. Do you sometimes, just for meal planning and prep, do you get those things chopped at the top of the week? How does that work for you?
Yes, I do that. Not on the top of the week because they don't last too long. But before I do it, I think about it and I chop everything, put in different containers and close the lid very tight, put in the refrigerator. So if you know Tuesday you're going to have something like a pasta bowl with all the vegetables in it.
Yes.
I know it's all cut. It's all ready. I just have to get home and put the pasta together and just throw everything together and that's it. So because you get home tired and you don't want to think about chopping. So if you chop in the end of the Saturday or Sunday, you have everything ready and they last for a week.
Right.
So
it
makes easy for you if you chop everything before.
Yes. So it really is, a lot of this really is just simply making the time to
prep. The time
to prep. And to plan and to talk to the people around you about what kind of things that they're excited about eating that week, maybe some requests, and then just going and getting it and making a plan. And I think that's the thing is we all get so overwhelmed because we have no plan. Mm-hmm. And for me, I have been trying to go to the grocery store at the top of the week and think about the things that I want to eat. The other thing is, too, is I make much, much, much healthier choices when I plan. Yes, when I eat at home and when I plan. Because then, like you said, if you are pressed for time and you're out of time, we end up just cruising through and the drive-through or grabbing the fastest thing.
The fastest thing you see, and then that's not good. But it is. It's just time. It's time. You have to think about yourself and your family first.
Uh-huh.
And just give that little time to prep everything. It's just any. Also, it's the love that you have for them because you want them to eat healthy. You
yes.
want them to eat good.
Yes.
And even the little lunchbox for the kids, it should be a variety of different things that they really are healthy for them
yes.
during the meal time at school. So it's just the love that you pour into. Everything comes with love.
Yes.
Everything ends up in that word.
Yes.
That God gave us so much. And if we just give to others as He gave you this gift, you just transfer to others. And I think that's the basic thing.
Yes. And I do think that keeping things simple really
very
helps.
Yeah.
I think that's
Don't
really important.
Don't try to go overboard.
For us to know is that we just need to keep things simple. And
yes.
It really boils down to me, again, like I said, a really good meat.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, when I say good, that doesn't even mean expensive.
Just
a good
no.
piece of meat, a good grain, a good vegetable, maybe a good salad. And that, to me, if you put that together, and like you said, with love and with care, and then you add the conversation to it, that's the joy. And I will say this, just even from a biblical standpoint, I believe that this is our responsibility. And this is not to guilt anybody. We don't want to guilt anybody. Mm-hmm. We want to empower and encourage. But I believe that when you do go back and you look at Genesis, and really when you just look at food throughout Scripture, which we'll be excited to get to in a future episode, but God gave us this food to cultivate and to be able to create with and to be able to govern and use for our nourishment and for the service of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this needs to have more importance in our community and in our culture. And this is not about us having to be amazing. I mean, Regina, you truly are an accomplished chef, which is why, you know, I wanted to do this cookbook with you. But I am just somebody who loves to cook,
yes,
and I'm not especially skilled, but I really believe with my whole heart that this is a responsibility that the Lord has given us to prepare food for our loved ones,
yes,
and
you're right.
to show love for them through that. And again, that can be as simple, like I did it two nights ago with roasted cherries and chicken. And some Brussels sprouts and some rice. And it was fabulous because I had the opportunity to share that with a friend.
Yeah,
so
right,
we want to
right.
help you. We want to empower you. We've got all kinds of tips and tricks in the cookbook, whether it's canning or gardening or growing some of your own herbs and things like that.
Make the home stock.
And making your own
stock,
yes. which will really go a long way. And then a lot of very accessible recipes.
Recipes, yes.
So we
not expensive at all.
And
not
expensive. That's right. So we want to keep you cooking. We want to keep you planning for cooking, ultimately for community. And we will look so forward to seeing you all back here on next week's podcast.